Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, this is good news on a Friday for anyone that prefers Cabernet over cardio exercise. Well, you know, I kind of like both, but drinking two glasses of wine before bed could actually be the magic pill that helps you lose weight, according to two recent studies from Washington State University and Harvard Medical School. Digging the Harvard people because they're saying we can drink our wine. And here's why. Apparently, the polyphenol called resveratrol, we know we've talked about that a lot in red wine, and it's also in champagne, as it turns out, that transforms white fat into beige fat, and it's much easier to burn off. And even crazier, the Harvard study, which looked at 20,000 women over the course of 13 years, determined that those who drank two glasses of wine daily were 70% less likely to be overweight. Rock on. So the nighttime wine has the significance that it helps suppress your appetite. That's what the resveratrol does. And it means that after a glass or two of red, which I do like my white wine, especially in the summer, but you know, I do love red too. If it's wine, I'll drink it. That you're much less likely to raid the fridge for a late night snack. And hopefully you'll be sleeping like a baby throughout the whole night. So, you know, if you're not somebody who likes to keep wine in your house, then you can also try blueberries, strawberries, and obviously grapes or grape juice. However, it's certainly much more fun and will help you to relax and sleep better. And one other benefit from wine is that if it does help you to relax and forget about work for a while and forget about bills and forget about all the things that go on every single day, then maybe your cortisol levels will be lower. And as a result, then you have less inflammatory markers in your system. So that glass of wine or two could not only help you sleep, but help you lose weight and reduce your risk of heart disease and so many other things. They've been drinking wine, you know, for thousands of years. And whether you're somebody who likes boxed wine or a really good, you know, Merlot or something that's even more expensive, like me, I can drink pretty expensive red wines because I get a headache with the cheap ones. But if you drink white wine, you can get away with a little bit less expensive. I do love a Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc. So that's my little wine talk for today. But you know, I'm going to keep talking about wine all the time because, boy, I do just absolutely love it. A good Barolo. It's chewy and red and thick. So, okay, that's the health aspects of wine, and it could actually help you lose weight. Now we're going to talk about some foods that you keep in your refrigerator that can last forever. Honey. As long as you keep the lid on it and store it in a cool place, it does not need to be stored in the refrigerator. Pure honey will keep, and even if it crystallizes over time, I know my daughter doesn't like it when it does that, but you stick it in the microwave for a few seconds and it uncrystallizes and it's wonderful for you. Pure, it's also good for the immune system. And if you're allergic to bees, eating local honey has been shown to even help reduce that allergy reaction to a bee sting. Pure maple syrup. It's called the nectar of the gods, but if you store it correctly, it keeps forever. If you can keep it in a cool area, it can store up to a year, or in the freezer. You can freeze maple syrup. So if you buy the expensive stuff and you're worried that it's going to go bad on you, well, it's not going to if you buy good, pure maple syrup. Sugar is another thing. You don't want it to get too hard, but it will last a very long time if you keep it in an airtight container, prevent those lumps, kind of shake it up every once in a while. When you're thinking about all of these foods, remember that, you know, if you store them properly, glass as opposed to plastic, airtight containers, they don't necessarily need to be refrigerated. Just keep them away from the stove. Don't store your spices and all of these kinds of things right next to the oven. People do that all the time, and then they find their spices clump up and all those. So keep them in glass containers in a cool, dry place, and they should last for a good long time. I'll do more of these coming up.